meet the world's tiniest, mightiest hero, Tiny Hercules! Me! In this, an audio book based on a graphic novel about me, Tiny Hercules! Created by John Locke and Nick Angel and performed by the legendary Tom Babbage! Hey, who's that guy? I'm legendary. Me! Tiny Hercules!
Chapter 1. In a mystical realm, far from the world we know, a mighty mountain rises high above endless shifting clouds of magic, myth, and mystery. A scene this impressive requires an equally impressive narrator. And here he comes now.
Greetings, mortals! Are you ready for adventure, thrills, excitement? Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Olympus, the home of the biggest, mightiest, most awesome gods you've ever...
Wait. That's not right.
A tiny figure appears. It's Tiny Athena, and there's something on her mind.
Tiny Athena? What are you doing here?
Fixing your mistakes, you big silly. If you're going to talk about the tiny gods, you need to get your facts straight.
Sorry?
Don't be sorry. Be better. See, you're looking in completely the wrong place.
Tiny Athena pulls out a magnifying glass.
And it's not called Olympus. It's actually called...
Tiny Olympus! The home of the tiniest, mightiest, most radical gods you've ever met!
Looking through Tiny Athena's magnifying glass, we see the tiny city of Tiny Olympus, which balances precariously atop a little mountain.
In Tiny Olympus, it's not about how big or powerful you are. Here, the only things that matter are being tiny and being cool. And for tiny gods, there's nothing cooler than being tiny, which is convenient.
A tiny blur races through the streets of Tiny Olympus, accidentally knocking a newspaper out of a tiny god's hand.
Oh, my tiny magic newspaper!
Oh, look at him go!
The blur turns out to be Tiny Hermes, the fastest of the tiny gods.
Yes, life in Tiny Olympus is pretty awesome. It's the kind of place a tiny god can really shine, you know? Like Tiny Apollo, he knows the score!
Tiny Apollo is playing basketball, and looking good doing it.
Man, he's cool! So cool. And then, of course, there's Tiny Athena, the wisest, most graceful of the gods. And so helpful. Yes, indeed. Tiny Olympus is a regular party town. The number one destination for tiny gods with style and star power. But of all the tiny gods, one name stands out as the tiniest and mightiest of them all.
A mysterious figure stands on a hilltop. Who could it be?
The look, the attitude, the bod. He's got it all. You know the name, you know the legend. It's Tiny Hercules. That's me. He's right.
Tiny Hercules leaps into action.
Whatever the challenge, whatever the danger, there's no task too big, no reward too small for Tiny Hercules. Just ask that big scary monster. Oh, no, wait. You can't, because he's already defeated him. Wow.
Tiny Hercules poses triumphantly after defeating a terrifying monster.
Or what about that monster? She looks like a... Oops. Too late. He's already defeated.